The new legislative district maps are out. Over the weekend, the redistricting committee released their proposals for new state House and Senate districts. So what's changed? WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The short answer is not much, for us anyway. This round of court-ordered redistricting to fix 28 illegally racially gerrymandered districts didn't lead to broad changes in the boundaries in and around Charlotte, even though five of the districts in question are in Mecklenburg County. On the Senate side, the biggest proposed change is for Senate District 41, currently held by Republican Jeff Tart. That district is centered in North Mecklenburg, including the towns of Huntersville, Davidson, and Cornelius. Under the old map, it had a leg that hugged the eastern edge of the county to include Matthews, eventually ending in part of South Charlotte. Now that leg hugs the western side of the county, ending in South Charlotte along the state line. On the House side, there were no dramatic changes in Mecklenburg. However, in Cabarrus and Rowan counties, two Republican representatives, Larry Pittman and Carl Ford, would now represent the same district, a process known as double bunking. The committee drawing these maps said they would not use race as a criteria, and that's not a surprise, since race is at the heart of this court-ordered redistricting. But they are using big data to help keep the Republican supermajority intact. We won't have access to the data these maps are based on until Tuesday or later. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.